This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. New year, new laws. Y'all know how it goes, right? As of January the 1st, payment apps, think Venmo and PayPal and Zelle, they have to report business transactions totaling more than $600 a year to the Internal Revenue Service. Before, it used to be the business owners and freelancers who were supposed to self-report their income, and the threshold was a lot higher. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look at the change and the consequences.
When Venmo first started, it was mostly used to split bills for things like dinner or utilities between friends and family. Now,
hairdressers, dog walkers, financial consultants.
Jonathan Meadows is a CPA for independent contractors in New York City. He says about half his clients use digital payment platforms in lieu of checks and credit cards or cash.
The old days of taking $20 and putting it in your pocket are long gone.
Cash and now apps make it easier for people to illegally underreport their earnings. Caroline Bruckner is managing director of the COGOD Tax Policy Center at American University. She says the IRS wants to collect on that, especially now that the labor force has shifted.
As a result of the Great Resignation, it's not that people aren't working. It's just that many people are starting to work for themselves.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics expects the number of self-employed workers to continue growing and faster than the rate projected for job growth overall. Of course, not everyone's going to love this new rule. Lisa Ellis is a payments analyst at MoffittNathanson.
Business owners, you know, who prefer to operate in a cash environment, let me put it that way, kind of may try to shift back in that direction to a certain extent.
But she doubts customers will shift back to cash with them, especially during a pandemic that's helped solidify digital transactions. And she says it'll be hard for business owners to get around the law. The platforms are being held responsible, so they'll create more back-end features to convince people to make business-specific accounts and prompt you as a customer to categorize payments. Plus, there's always AI.
They can tell, right, based on the activity in your wallet, if you're a business. Like, let's be honest, they can tell.
Especially if I keep adding that little haircut emoji to my stylist tip. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.